Some preschoolers in San Diego get to play with robots every day. It's fun and it's also helpful. They're showing scientists how to make robots good companions, as NPR's Dan Charles reports.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P. They sing all the old preschool favorites at the Early Childhood Education Center at the University of California at San Diego. Then, in this video, an otherworldly creature steps into the circle, a machine shaped like a human, with two slender legs and glowing blue eyes and a swiveling head.
But he wasn't threatening because he was round about the same height as they are.
That's Catherine Owen, director of the Early Childhood Education Center.
He could go up to them. He was looking at them. So, and his arms would move and his legs would move. In fact, what was interesting is often they would mimic his movements.
He was Curio, a state-of-the-art robot from the laboratories of Sony in Japan. A team of scientists put him in this classroom to see what it would take for the children to treat Curio as an actual playmate. One of those scientists, Javier Movellan, from the Institute for Neural Computation at UCSD, says at first the children didn't know what to do with him.
So what we decided to do was to put a very simple system so that the robot would actually giggle if the children touch it. And that really helped break the ice.
Other studies have found that children get bored with a robot after about 10 hours of play. But these toddlers got more and more interested in Curio, even after several months. At first, a human controlled Curio, telling the robot when to dance or turn around. Then, for a brief period, Movellan and his colleagues programmed Curio to dance continuously. Almost immediately, Curio became a social outcast.
We lost all our audience, basically. The children just left us.
The scientists stopped that. They also turned over control to Curio's onboard computer, and the children came back. The story is published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Javier Movellan says Curio has given them some clues for what makes an engaging robot. It needs to respond when a child touches it, for instance, but no final answers.
That's part of the research, and I have to confess to still not really have grasped what's the magic. I can only tell you that when the magic happened, you know, it works.
Allison Druin, who's head of the Human-Computer Interaction Laboratory at the University of Maryland, says putting robots into preschool classes can also be a way to explore some pretty profound questions.
To understand what makes us human, to understand what our tools and our technologies can bring to an experience, and what is uniquely human to us that you cannot replicate, at least for now, with our technology.
In the classroom, people treated Curio at times almost like a human. Teachers ordered children not to poke its eyes. They weren't worried about the machine. They worried that children would think if they could do that to Curio, they could do it to other children, too.
Who wants to give Curio his blanket? Ooh.
And when Curio's batteries ran down, the children learned to put it to bed.
Night-night, Curio.
Dan Charles, NPR News.